Alternative 1. The Choice of Natural Selection. Written by Z. Charnot, May 24, 1990. In the 1950s, studies by the federal government of the United States indicated there were three alternatives in the near future. Three factors: 1. Pollution, 2. Population gains, and 3. The menace of nuclear war, created scenarios that indicated either alternative 1, immediate and extensive curbs upon the economically driven rate of pollution, in other words, bottom line data reduction, profit seeking, disregarding any and all other values, or two other alternatives. Alternative 2, underground survival, or alternative 3, outer space colonization. Alternative 2 and alternative 3 meant survival for a select number only, or an elite few. Alternative 1 meant an extensive change, a reorientation, a rate of change, which it was judged as unlikely or impossible for human nature or human society. However, people were not given the choice. Those who were governed and taxed were not informed. Alternatives 2 and 3 were selected. The productivity of the many, the wealth of the citizens, was confiscated to provide for the survival of the few, a self-selected few. Deficit spending didn't matter. There was no future, not for most. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people was canceled. So-called democracy had always been a highly intermittent choice from a small number of alternatives. People weren't really offered a voice of representation, just a vote, every so many years. But called it democracy anyway. There have always been those who were afraid of what they would experience if they didn't dominate everything and everyone around them. They combine very well with those who are afraid or who lack the interest or concern to take the responsibility for informing themselves and making choices. Military societies and martial legal systems eliminated all of the choices, or at least limited the choices of one or two, to either obey or disobey. Military social patterns are effective and efficient, but at a very high cost psychologically and sociologically. Military social patterns have a very limited function.